Hello, friends. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned for this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus right here on WMAF. We're so glad to be with you today, and we pray once again that you will take time from the busyness of your day. I know you're all busy. We're all busy. But there is a time that we need to take time to get close to God, to hear what He has to say, to get in His Word, get deep into His Word, and let His Word get deep into our hearts. For if it finds a good ground heart where it can get in good and deep, hallelujah, it brings forth fruit, the Scripture said, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. So that is the potential of what is about to happen right now as we go to the Word of God. The Bible said of itself, of the Word itself, that the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Praise God. It means it's alive and full of potential today, and it's life-giving to our spirit and to our soul. So if you're ready for some good old soul food, praise God. Let's get into God's Word in just a few moments. Amen. And we'll be giving you the text and where to turn. Get your Bible out. Praise God. Sit down. Get you a cup of coffee, a glass of iced tea, some Kool-Aid. Amen. Whatever you enjoy except alcoholic beverages. Amen. Hallelujah. We welcome you today. If you're not a Christian, we want you to take time to be our special guest today. We want you to know, as we discover more about our Savior, Jesus Christ, and our Father through Him, we would like to share that knowledge with you from the Word of God today. There was a song when I was growing up, way back when I was a teenager, in a galaxy far, far away, in a time long, long ago now, it seems. But there was a song that was on the pop charts that said, to know Him is to love Him, and I do. And I believe the more we know about our God and about His Son and our Savior Jesus Christ, I believe the more love that will be developed in our heart for Him. Praise God. To know Him truly is to love Him. And to love Him is to desire to serve Him. And to serve Him is such an honor and such a privilege. Praise God. So please stay tuned today. And I pray that if you're a Christian, that you will fall more deeply in love with your Savior and with the wonderful Father who gave Him, that we might have eternal life. And if you don't know Him, that you will not run from Him any longer, that you will actually run to Him. And you'll have an opportunity to do that before this broadcast is over, I assure you. Praise God. Amen. If you would like to come to our website, we welcome you to come. Just type in THCOG. That will take you to the Holy Church of God right here in Tampa, Florida, where we're about to celebrate real soon 40 years of ministry here in the city of Tampa, where I've served as senior pastor, as I said. So sermons that span all down through those years are available right there on our website. And there are recent editions of Let's Talk About Jesus. There is podcasts, so you can download easily to an MP3 player. And there is our blog and Twitter and Facebook and Bible helps and Bible translations and good uplifting Christian music. So there's just so many helps there, and everything is free because of the generosity of others, because others have volunteered help so that we can tell people about our glorious King and Savior, Jesus Christ, our wonderful God. Hallelujah. Amen. So come and visit us if you would like to. We'd be so glad to have you. Right now, we're going to announce our new subject and the text for this Bible study today. Amen. We're going to be talking about the glorious Christ, the sevenfold glory of Jesus Christ. We're going to be talking about His preeminence, and that's why He is so absolutely glorious today. Our text is going to come from Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 22. Praise God. And I believe that you're going to discover things about Jesus that is just going to help us to understand the glory of His person and His position and what He has done for us and is doing for us. Praise God. This is a time that we need to get close to God, get under His covering, discover more of the wonderful beauty of our Lord. That's what David said in the Old Testament. You don't hear all that much about the beauty of our God like we need to hear. But David said one thing do I desire, and one thing will I seek after. I want to behold. I want to inquire at your temple to behold your beauty. Praise God. Amen. So we want you to behold the beauty and the glory and the preeminence of Jesus today. To see Jesus, maybe like you've never seen Him before, and especially if you don't know Him, maybe you've never seen Christ the way that God wants to show you His Son through His Word. I was in before we read this, I was in Haiti some years ago, well, many years ago, in fact, working with a missionary there. And the camera I took one camera, was a regular photo. We didn't have the digital stuff then, so it was a regular film-based camera, and you had to get the film developed or turned into slides in my case. But I took with me another camera, which was a Polaroid, the old Polaroids that you take the picture, and out comes this white nothing that slowly but surely develops into the image. And I remembered we had about 50 kids around us, and I lined them up, told them to say Jesus so they would be smiling, and took a picture of all of them. And then I called them to come and see. They immediately gathered around me and looked at what appeared to be a blank piece of white paper, and they looked pretty disappointed and inquisitive. And I told them, just keep looking. To their amazement and their amusement, as they begin to laugh and giggle, a picture, a portrait, began to form, which continued to develop into a perfect picture and portrait. Each of their faces and features became fully visible. They became so excited when they watched that process of nothing becoming something and something becoming clear, until they saw it and they could comprehend it and they knew exactly that they were looking at themselves. Praise God. The Holy Scriptures reveal to us the perfect portrait of Jesus Christ. Some natives in South Africa call the Bible the Jesus book. The Bible is about Him. And open it anywhere, they say, and you will find Christ. So they had been taught that even in the Old Testament there are types and foreshadows of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to be talking about this Jesus today. Hallelujah. Let's read about the glorious Christ in Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 through 22. It says of Him in verse 15, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether there be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself, by Him, I say, whether there be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometimes far off, alienated, enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath He reconciled in the body of His flesh through death, to present you holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in His sight. Make no mistake, these scriptures are all about Him. Praise God. Amen. You know, the Bible said of Jesus that because of His humility, His obedience, His absolute perfect pleasing of the Father in every word, in every deed that He did, it said that God has highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name that is named, of things in heaven and earth and things beneath the earth, that at the sound of His name every knee would bow and every tongue confess that He is Lord, to the glory of God. It pleased the Father, and He purposed that in Him all fullness would dwell. Praise God, because when you've seen Him, you've seen the Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. God revealed Himself through Christ in a way that we can grasp it and comprehend it. This mighty, mystical, majestic God, hallelujah, has revealed Himself in a way that we can perceive Him, comprehend Him, understand Him, in a way that we can love Him for who He is. Praise God. Amen. Someone said the Christian faith reposes in a person rather than a creed. Christ is the personal living center of theology. Christ is the source of the individual Christian life. Jesus Christ is the head of the whole Christian church. Oh, you thought it was someone else, didn't you? Amen. No, it's Jesus is the head of the whole Christian church. And Jesus Christ is the sovereign of the kingdom of grace. Let's look at this portion of Scripture to see this perfect portrait of Jesus in all of His splendor, glory, and preeminence. And let's talk about the glory of His person. The Bible said in verse 15, of Him, that He who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. The Amplified is very good. It says He is the exact likeness of the unseen God, the visible representation of the invisible. One scholar of Scripture writes, this clause dazzles by its brightness and awed by its mystery. The invisible God, how dark and dreadful the impenetrable veil. Christ in His image, how perfect in its resemblance, and how overpowering in its brilliance. He further comments, visibility is implied in the very notion of an image. The spirit of the statement is this, that our only vision or knowledge, literally our only true vision and knowledge of the Father, is in His Son. Amen. John 1 verse 14 bears this out and said, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Amplified said we actually saw His glory. The New International said we have seen His glory. And John 1 in verse 18 said, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. Oh, they saw burning bushes. Make no mistake about it. They saw glory clouds that fill the temple. But no man was able to look at the visible image of God and truly perceive Him until Jesus came to reveal Him. Praise God. He, Jesus, has declared Him. In the Greek, this is the word exegeme, from which we get exegete. The Son has exegeted the Father. Literally, the verb means to lead out. In a sense, Christ has led the Father out for all of us to see. The verb came to mean explain, interpret, tell, report, and describe. Jesus made a profound statement to confirm this in John 14 and verse 9. He that has seen me has seen the Father. Isn't that incredible? I'm going to read that again. John 14 and verse 9, Jesus says, he that has seen me has seen the Father. And John 1:18 in the Amplified said, he has declared him, he has revealed him, he's brought him out where he can be seen. He has interpreted him, and he has made him known. Praise God. See, the glory of Christ's person is that he has revealed the invisible God so that we may behold him, we may understand him, and I might add that we might embrace him. Because to know him, friend, is to love him and to trust him. Praise God. To put our whole life and being in his hands, because we know what he's like. We know what his person is, what his character is. Verse 15 goes on to declare, he is the firstborn of every creature. Speaking of Jesus, one scholar of Scripture interprets this phrase as conveying two ideas, priority to all creation and sovereignty over all creation. Priority to all creation and sovereignty over all creation. It simply confirms that he is Lord of all. It declares the Godhead of Christ in contrast to his manhood. The glory of Christ's person is that he became man without losing any of his divinity. This is demonstrated in the next verse of Scripture in Colossians 1 and verse 16, when it leads us from the glory of his person to the very glory of his power. For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether there be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things are created by him and for him. Jesus is Lord of all. Hallelujah. I know I'm probably pegging the volume here, but I tell you, it's hard to just speak in monotones about something this glorious. Jesus is Lord. Praise God. Amen. He has come to show us what the Father is like, and what he has shown us is so full of glory. Hallelujah, so full of wonder. What a wonderful God we serve. What a wonderful Father. What a wonderful Son. What a wonderful Holy Spirit. This triune God, hallelujah, that loves us enough to give his Son. This Son who loves us enough to stay on the cross. And this Holy Spirit who comes to testify of him and to draw us to him. Praise God. Some years ago, a noted scientist said, if the creative force residing in the universe should be withdrawn for a moment, the whole universe would collapse. This is what one writer wrote about in the spiritual nature of the physical universe. The Bible declares that this creative force is Jesus Christ. Matthew 28 and verse 18 is very clear. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. It is this Jesus, if you're a Christian, that dwells and indwells the believer. It is this Jesus that gives us power over all the power of the devil. Since he has the power, he's able to delegate that power to use His name in prayer for His will and purpose to be done, for the Father's will and purpose to be done. It is this Christ who promised to never leave us and never forsake us. It is this Jesus who said, "All those my Father hath given me have I kept." Praise God. Amen. No wonder the wind and waves obey Him. No wonder devils cringe in terror. It's because Jesus is Lord of all. Praise God. And it brings us from the glory of His person and His power to the glory of His pre-existence. He is eternal, and by Him all things consist. Verse 17 said He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Christ is co-equal and co-existent with the Father. John 8 and verse 57 states this very clearly. "Then said the Jews unto Him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily," which means surely, surely, "I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." Not I was, as if He had some beginning. I like the Dottie Rambo song of old that said, years ago, that said, "His steps did not begin at Bethlehem, and they did not end at Calvary." Praise God. By Him all things consist. In the Greek, that means cohere, or to hold together. This is further confirmation that Christ is very God, while being manifest as very man. Lightfoot says of Christ, He is the principle of cohesion in the universe. He impresses upon the universe the unity and solidarity which makes it a cosmos instead of a chaos. Jesus, friend, is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He has all power and uses that power for the good of all. You know, the Bible said in the book of Acts that how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Now, we live in a fallen world where the devil is oppressing every person on this planet that he possibly has access to and authority over. But Jesus came. Jesus came. The Bible said Satan came, the enemy came, the devil came, the thief, as he is called, came to both steal, kill, and destroy. But Christ said, "I have come to give you life, and to give it to you more abundantly." Praise God. Amen. Friend of mine, I want you to know you may be in a prison house today with bars so strong and chains so mighty that you feel you could never be free. But I'm declaring a God to you and a Savior to you that can and will set you free. In fact, Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for He's anointed me to set the captive free, to set at liberty those that are bruised." Praise God. Amen. Jesus came to deliver those held in prisons of darkness, to set us free. He has the power and the authority. Praise God. Amen. And He has not changed. The church world has changed. We've become more dependent on our programs than His power in many cases. But I'm going to tell you something. There is no substitute for the manifest power of God in a life to deliver and to set free. This is not just getting religion. I want you to know it's more than joining a church. This is coming to one who is able to set you free, to seal you, to stand with you, to give you everything you and I need to overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil, to walk in victory. Why? Because He's Lord of all. Hallelujah. Praise God. And He said, "Before Moses was, I am. The Bible said of him, there was nothing made that he did not make. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why in Genesis 1, you see Jesus there as creation is taking place, as God speaks and said, let us make man in our image. Praise God. Holy Spirit was there. He was brooding over the deep, the triune God working in complete concert and tandem in creation. Praise the Lord. This is the Jesus that came to deliver you, to deliver me, to save us, that this Jesus with all of this power and majesty would condescend to be allow himself, permit himself to be placed upon a cross, to be beaten like he was beaten, to be ridiculed and blasphemed, and yet he would stay on that cross so that he could forgive you and forgive me when we called upon his name. Ah, friend of mine, so the Father could be reconciled unto fallen man, praise the Lord. Amen. That he would do that with all of this power at his disposal, all of this majesty that is his alone, that he, as a lamb, dumb before his shears, he that spoke into existence the universe with the Father in complete unity of purpose, this one, without him there was nothing made that was made. And yet this mighty God took on flesh, the second person of the Godhead, came as a baby to grow up to a man and allow himself to be impaled upon a cross so that you and I might have eternal life. The more I see of his glory, the more I see of his preeminence, the more I appreciate that a God of this kind of greatness and power would love us enough to go to this extent to offer us the gift of forgiveness and salvation. Oh, what a mighty God. What a wonderful God. What a wonderful Savior Jesus is. Now I pray today as you see him in his glory, praise God. And yet you see that he came, condescended, became one of us as far as his outward body, amen, that he might redeem us to himself. Oh, friend of mine, if you don't know him today, I believe today is the day of salvation. I believe today is the day that God wants you to come to him. I believe he's speaking to somebody right now that needs the salvation that only Christ can give, that you will come to him today, that you will give your heart to him, that you will ask him to forgive your sins as you repent of them, and that you will bow before this great King, this mighty God, and you will say to him, I receive you. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for taking on flesh. Thank you for hanging on the cross. Thank you, Father, for giving us your Son. And thank you, Jesus, for giving us your life. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for opening the eyes of my heart to see the greatness of the gift. I receive it. I give up every sin. There's nothing in this world more precious, more important to me than this one, this man, this God, this Savior. And if you're a Christian today, when you go to church Sunday, and I pray that you will, go with a gratitude and a praise for your God. Don't wait for somebody to urge you or scold you. Lift your heart, lift your hands, lift your voice. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him your life and live it joyfully, victoriously for him. Hallelujah. This is your glorious Savior and your glorious God. Well, we love you today. Come back next week, will you? And let's talk about Jesus.